Deputy House Speaker Steve Smith joins us with a legislative update. Talking about he's also the vice chair on the redistricting effort, which is still kind of an inside baseball story. But eventually, we're going to find out if things are redistricted, if you will. Deputy House Speaker Mr. Smith joining us. Representative Smith, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Where's this at?
Well, we have a revised map that's been made public. That's going to be voted on in the House this week. And when it passes, it will go to the Senate for concurrence or non-concurrence, or I guess we'll see what they do.
Tell us what the House has come up with, and is it a good plan or not?
Yeah, I think it is.
How do things change is what I'm saying to the average voter.
To the average voter, I don't know. I mean, how often do you call your congressperson? We had a lot of objection. Well, it's a massive change and there'll be disruption. Yeah, you know, disruption to political candidates, but the regular people, the ones we serve, I don't think it matters at all. The biggest thing it does is it groups the municipalities around the bottom half of the I-93 corridor. And, I mean, it really, like, runs right up the middle of it. And, you know, why is that a good idea? People there are likely to care very much that my tax dollars, as I live on the Vermont border, are poured onto I-93. That is a common complaint you will hear in the western part of the state. We have a highway. It's our main thoroughfare. It's literally falling into the Connecticut River. We haven't been able to use it for 5 months. And then we still hear about I-93 being widened. It upsets people.
Mm-hmm.
The people along the I-93 corridor there may also have different feelings about the Capital Corridor rail project than other parts of the state. So it's a good way to have one congressperson who has those issues where federal transportation policy does affect it, does affect the funding, does affect the regulations. They can focus on that. And then another congressperson that never has to think about I-93 and perhaps can put a bigger emphasis on our issues and our roads.
I don't have a map in front of me, Representative Smith, but I traditionally, it's been this way for a long time, I view the first congressional district as kind of a Manchester south, some of the more populated communities, and then it kind of rolls into Rockingham County, rolls over to the seacoast, and then up into the lakes region. And I view the second congressional district as kind of greater Concord, North Country, and western part of the state. That's how I would, characterize the current district. And what's broken with that, and why do you feel on the House side, depending on what the Senate does, why do you feel a need to kind of amend or redo the districting? And again, if you're a person running or voting in the first congressional district or second, how is your world going to change? I mean, I haven't looked at your map, but I'll be honest with you, yeah. I haven't. But is Londonderry and Derry no longer part of the first district or still, and is Concord still the second? I mean, how does this dramatically change things?
Well, and you said exactly what a lot of people think, that, you know, it's that the second district is that area and the west part of the state, except that Salem and Nashua are in CD2 currently. So, I mean, this idea that what we have is perfect makes good sense and that we shouldn't mess with it, that was one of the biggest disagreements between the two sides on the redistricting committee. Mm-hmm. Since I live in CD2, and I don't understand what Nashua and Colebrook have to do with Claremont. I'm a tear it down guy. Let's have a different methodology. Mm-hmm. So that was a big conflict in the committee. And as for, you know, how it affects candidates, I don't think that we should district to protect incumbents. So that was another reason that I rejected we can't change too much. Got to keep it the same way.
Right.
And at least this way, we have a methodology. There's a reason it was done. You can disagree with the reason, but at least there is a solid methodology. Whereas the other side says, well, they've looked about the same since 1880, so why change it? That's not an argument for me. I just reject that.
Is the Senate going to pass what the House has put forward?
If I could answer that question accurately, I'd be getting more money.
And more importantly, if hypothetically it does the governor sign off on this? The governor has sort of given his version of this, but maybe not as specific. He just said he wants the districts to be competitive, regardless of party.
I have no idea what the governor will do either. We're at the stage now where we've done our work. I think we've stated a solid reason and methodology for why we passed it. And by the way, population matters a lot when you're doing these to prove that they're fair. I think the difference between these is under 9 people. It's like 4 off from perfect population, 1 5 in another.
Representative Smith, were you working in the House kind of in a vacuum and kind of with your own committee and, you know, back and forth and people and taking input and coming up with a House plan? And then is the Senate in a vacuum and is the governor in a vacuum? Or since you're in the Republican majority, have you had a lot of back and forth with the governor directly or Senator Morse directly? I mean, or has it been pretty much like the House is sort of doing its thing, Senate will do its thing, the governor will do his thing?
Yeah, up to this point, absolutely, because the redistricting the state, remember, we had to do executive council districts, state senate, state house, all county commissioners. The work was divided, so doing the congressional districts was a task for the House. Now, at this point, when it goes to the Senate, obviously we're going to have to talk to our colleagues and work things out, and then I guess we'll have to see what the governor does.
All right. Thanks for the overview. Thank you very much, Representative Smith, on Good Morning New Hampshire.
Thank you.